And part of Rav Huna's Chiddush is, an afilu higdol, even when the kid grows up later, still, since when the kid first, like, took over, he was a katan, so, like, he never knew this karka belonged to him. So even if he grows up later, the reason why he doesn't make a machor is not because he agrees it belongs to you, but he never knew about it. So for the Gemara, for Rav Huna, if so, matis and osel ashminon, like, what do we need Rav Huna's halacha for? If that's the pshat now Mishnah, so something that says in the Mishnah Rashi says everybody knows about it. We don't need Rav Huna to teach it to us. So Yiboy is saying the one teretz says Rav Huna diyuka the masnitz and komer. Like Poshet, the Mishnah doesn't say it out clearly, that's pshat in the Mishnah. It's only a diyuk from the Mishnah. So Rav Huna, like, is explaining what the diyuk of the Mishnah is. That the Mishnah says madavka with the father, to teach us that if there are Edim that once belonged to the father, even though Reuven is there now for 3 years, it doesn't help his chazakah, since he was only there 2 years when Shimon's father was alive. And the 3rd year from then on is when Shimon, that's the chiddush, the chazakah is no good. Fiboy is same, another teretz is no. Maybe Taka, we know this from our mission alone. But afilu higdol kamashmalon, the chiddush of Rav Huna is that even when this son now grows up and becomes a gadol, and Reuven is still on the karka for another 3 years after he became a gadol, still it's not called a chazaka. That's his chiddush. And the svar is that since when Reuven first went down to the field, Shimon was a katan, so he never realized like somebody's taken away his field. So even when he becomes older by mitzvah, he still doesn't realize somebody's taken it away, because he thinks it belongs to him. He never really knew the fact that it was his. So that's Rav Huna's chiddush. So Mele is good, the Mishnah is good the way it says it. It's telling us a chiddush now that where Reuven says this karka belonged to Shimon, and the Ra'edim that belonged to Shimon's father, there's a chiddush to say Reuven's not believed. Even in the case where Reuven is eating the karka 3 years, he's on the karka for 3 years. Still the chazaka is no good, since he was only there 2 years by the father. For the Gemara, another kasha now. For the Lisnayu b'diday, still let's say the Mishnah is talking about the case of Reuven and Shimon alone, not Shimon's father. But Reuven went to Shimon. The Lukma put the case like this. The Kasha was again in the Sefer, when there were Edim that belonged to Shimon, so what's the Chiddush that Reuven's not believed? So the Chiddush is like this maybe. Kegoin she'ochlo shtayim b'fonav. That's true. For 2 years, Reuven was in the Karka when Shimon was around. But v'yachash lei b'fonav. Ukegoin she'barach. That Shimon had a skip town. And the 3rd year that Reuven was in the karka, Shimon wasn't the town. So maybe that's the chiddush, that Reuven's chazaka is not a good chazaka. So Gemara says, now what's the case talking about? Borach machmas mai. What caused him to run away? Ede borach machmas nefoshois. If he ran away because of the government was going to kill him, somebody was going to kill him, that's why he had to run away. So if you run away because they want your life, you're not going to say anything. You don't want anybody to know where you are. But the more pshita d'loy mehemen. So of course then Reuven does not have a good chazaka. Like Reuven really only ate there 2 years when the owner was around town. The 3rd year the owner had to skip town. The leimasi machi, it's not called a good chazaka. Because we said the proof of chazaka is the fact that the owner did not complain at all during the last 3 years. But here this last year the fact he didn't complain, there's no proof. There's really the owner thought, listen, I have 3 years to complain. So he didn't complain the first 2 years. He thought of wait until the 3rd year. But now when Ain is stopped in the 3rd year, he had to skip town. So that's why he couldn't complain. So Mel, there's no proof that Reuven really owns the field. So Rabbi Mar Pshit, that's not called a good chazaka. Vi the Baruch Machmas Momen, if Shimon only had to skip town because he owed somebody money, he had to run away because of money matters. For the Gemara, then he boiled him chuyay. No, then the chazaka still be a good chazaka. Because even if Shimon goes out of town, but wherever Shimon ends up, even if it's another town, he could still make a machor. He should make a protest over there. The kaimlum, because we hold machor shaloi b'fonav, heavy machor. Even if you make a protest, not in front of the person that's in your ground, in your karka. Like you went away to another town. And when you're in the next town there, you want to make a protest, that's also good. Because as we said, the svari is chavre chavre islay. That one friend tells another friend, like we say, news travels. So even though you're telling your friends about the machor in another town, but news would travel and get back to the person in the field, that eventually that person in the field, like, should know that somebody's making a protest. And then the svar is that if you really bought it, you're supposed to have your shtar. So if you know somebody made a machor, then we have a tainim on you, you shouldn't have lost your shtar. Because really, if you bought it, you should have had a deed. Like this, we say, if a person lives there for 3 years and nobody bothers him, so he feels for sure it's mine already, and therefore he doesn't have to watch it anymore. He has a right to say he lost the shtar. But if somebody made a macho in between, then you have no right to lose your shtar. You have to be very careful, because you see, they're against you. So here, there's no proof from the fact that Yonah didn't make a macho, because the last year he had to skip town. That's only if it's machmas. That's only if it's machmas nefoshes. But machmas mom, the Gemara says no. It should be a good proof, because the owner, if he really bothered him, if it really was true that somebody's stealing it, he should have complained, and you should have made a macho wherever you are. The Tanakh, because we learned sholosh sharotzes lechazaka. And as you saw, there are three different places in the gate of chazaka: Yehuda, Vayevra, Yarden, Vayagolu. What's the lochem? Hoya Yehuda. Let's say you were in Yehuda, vehechsek begolu, and you own property in Golu, and somebody went down and was machzik, went into your field in Golu, or else the Golu, you lived in Golu, vehechsek beYehuda, you had property in Yehuda, and somebody went down, there was machzik, went into your field. Halacha is ain't a chazaka. In this case, it's not called a good chazaka. Achi imay b'medina. Unless the owner is in the same place where the person went down to his field. Favinimbo, and we ask the question over here. My kasava, what does this price hold? If you hold the owner could complain, even not in front of the person that's in his field right now. Sha'afilu b'yehuda v'golonami. Even though the owner is in Yehuda, and the field is in Golu, and somebody's be machzik in Golu, or macho should help, you should complain where you are, and the complaint will reach the person there. V'kisavrin, if you hold macho shleh b'fon of leah b'macho, if you hold the svara, no, you can only complain in front of the person that's there. Like you have to go down with Edim to complain to the guy and say, you should know, I hold this field as mine, get out of here. And if you do it shleh b'fon of, it's no good. We don't know the svara that people will tell him eventually. If you hold, you have to do it in front of him, and not in front of him, it's no good. Safilu Yehuda v'Yudanami loy. Why does it only say from Yehuda to Galil is no good? Even in the same city also, it's no good if you don't go down to the person himself. So what does this brisa say? The brisa says that in Yehuda itself, mashmit is good, even though you don't go down to complain in front of the person that's in your field. You only complain on the other side of the town, but the machor will eventually reach him. If so, why isn't it good from Yehuda to Golol also? The Teretz is, Omer Rababa, Bar Mamol, Liyolam Kesova Machor, Shlem Befon of Heavy Machor. Really, that's the lach we hold, it is called a good Machor. If the owner complains, even though it's not in front of the person that's in his field, but eventually you'll get to him, it's also called a good Machor. Why from Yehuda to Golol is it no good then? Because, Omas Nisin B'Shas Chirim Shanu, our Bryce is talking about there was a wartime. They had fights between Yud and Golem, and therefore news did not travel from one to the other. Nobody traveled from one to the other. Fred Gemara, so Maishna Yud of the Golden Oket. Why does it say Yud of the Golem? Should have just said if there's a war going on. Marat Teretz is this time Yud of the Golem Keshas Chirim Domi. Like most times, that's the way it was. They always had fights between one another, and therefore people did not travel from one city to another city. Therefore, in this case, if you make a macho in one city, it doesn't help if the person in your field is in the other city. Because news doesn't travel if the two cities don't get along. Mashenken, in the same city, or else from one city to another city, that people travel back and forth, there's peace, then we hold a macho does help. Macho shlem afonav, heavy macho. So Kitzur, that's why it doesn't want to say this case of the Mishnah, between Reuben and Shimon. And Shimon had to run away, because again, there's no chiddush. If he went away, machmas mom, and then the chazaka is a good chazaka, because he should have been moicha. And if he went away, machmas the fashis, pshit is not called a good chazaka. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't say that case. Now the Gemara is like this. If you're listening, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua and our Mishnah want to say like this? For listening, let the Mishnah say, moi de Rabbi Yeshua. The yoy melechaveiro, Rabbi Yeshua agrees. If somebody says to his chavir melechaveiro, mo no levisim mimcho u pratev lecho. I borrowed from you $100, and I paid you back. Shunema, they should be believed. And why? The Mishnah says a svara, it's a peshos, a peshitter. Like, Shimon is not complaining now for his money. So Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, Reuven, Shimon, I borrowed from you $100, I agree. But you know, I paid you back. So let the Mishnah say this for Chiddush. The Teretz is, that we have before, Mishum, the Kaboy, the Mishnah Sefer. The Mishnah wants to say a Chiddush in the Sefer. What does the Sefer of the Mishnah say? If there are Edim that Shimon really lent Reuven money, If the Reidim, the Roim are proactive, and then the Mishnah should be saying that if now Reuven says, I paid you back, the Loch Rezein and Emun, Reuven will not be believed. In other words, when is Reuven believed with a Peshos or Peshitter? If Shimon doesn't have any proof that he ever lent him money. But Mashmeh, the Sefer, if Shimon asks Aden that he lent Reuven money, and now Reuven says he paid back, he won't be believed. And for the more, that's not true. For Kaimelon, we hold that Hamal v'eschavai Rabbi Edim, even when you lent money from your friend, he has Edim there, the Edim that saw that Shimon lent you the $100, but the locher is, Einoit Sorech Lipor Rabbi Edim. You don't have to pay back for Dafkin Edim. Reuven has a right to pay back, not in front of Edim. So therefore, if Reuven says he paid back, could be believed. Like Shimon doesn't have any proof that Reuven did not pay him back. There are no Edim that he didn't pay back. There are only Edim that Shimon once lent the money. But since Reuven has a right to pay back even Shleibeth Nei Edim, so again, if Reuven says he paid back, he'd be believed, unless Shimon could prove not. So therefore, this can't be the case of our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says clearly in the Sefer, when you have Edim, that you're not believed. If this was the case, you would still be believed. But in another case, for listening, let's say like this in the Mishnah. Noidi Rev Yeshua B'yoyim Malach Averoi. If somebody says to his friend, Mono Li Abba B'yodi, you should know, I borrowed $100 from your father. Reuven goes to Shimon and tells Shimon, I borrowed money from your father. But for Chaltif Pras, it's like he ate up half of it. In other words, I paid back your father half. I borrowed $100, and I paid him back 50. So I only owe 50. The Loch Rishu Neman, that Reuven is believed, even though it's really like a Moedib Miksas, but the Teretz says, you're a Peshos, a Peshitta. Like Shimon did not come to complain for the money. Reuven himself says, I owe your father the money. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that Reuven is believed without swearing. So Gemara says, no, Aliba the man, who does our Mishnah go like? I Aliba the Rabbonin, if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin, Shita will soon say which Rabbonin, Harmi the Rabbonin say, Meshav Aveda Avoy. The Rabbonin said this is called the case of a Meshav Aveda. And even therefore Tosis learns, even if there be Edim, that the father Taka lent you the money, still the Maisa, you would be believed to say you paid back $50. And we'll soon see why. The Rabbonin say, if the son is the one that's here, in other words, talking about that the father died, and the son is here right now, so when the person says, I paid back $50, he's believed. It's called the Meshav Aveda. We'll soon see that. We'll tell you, it's called the Migu. You have a Migu that if you wanted a law, you could have said you paid back the whole thing. And now you only said you paid back 50, so he'd believe you. And he, Aliba, the Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, if you want to say our Mishnah, Rebbe Yeshua goes according to Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, Ha'omar, Shua boy, Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov says in church occasion, you do have to swear. So kids, so the Mishnah can't come out good. The Mishnah says that you're Nemon, and according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, you're going to have to swear. It's called the Moed of a Miksas. If you agree that you borrowed 100, and you pay back 50, so you agree that you still owe 50, that's a case of Moed of a Miksas. According to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, you're going to have to swear. And now Mishnah says you're Nemon, that you're Potter. So it's like this. The Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Omer. Lezer ben Yaakov says, Pomim, sometimes, Shodom nishpa ataina satsumai. Sometimes a person swears, it's a case of a mighty mixas, with your own taina. It's only you yourself that are saying things, and still you have to swear. Ketzat, what's the chiddush? Where's the case? If a person says like this, Mon eliyavicha biyodi. Reuven comes and tells Shimon, you should know, I borrowed $100 from your father. That's Mon eliyavicha, $100 of your father biyodi is in my hands. The Yachaltif Prath, I paid him back part of it, he ate part of it, means I paid him back 50. So I'm telling you now, I only owe you $50, Shimon. So Rav Lezer ben Yaakov says, Hareza Nishba. In such a case, Reuven has to swear that he paid him up to $50. So that's why our Mishnah can't say this case. Because our Mishnah says that Reuven is believed, Mashmi doesn't have to swear, and according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, he has to swear. Vizel Shanishba Tainas Atzmai. This is a case that sometimes you have to swear, even though you're the only one talking here. You're like the Peshos, the Peshitta, still you have to swear. We'll soon see what it's talking about. Say no. The fact you yourself are coming and telling Shimon that I borrowed $100 from your father, so you're being a Meshav Aveda here. You're the only one that's talking here, that's called the Meshav Aveda, and the Meshav Aveda is Potter for Neshvu and Moedim Miksas. Rashi learns it's a Tatkono in the Mishnah in Shavuos that Meshav Aved is Potem in a Shavua, and Tosfos learns the Pshat is you have a regular Migu here. You have a Migu if you wanted to, you could have lied in Mikoy Frakoyel. As we'll soon see why a regular Moedim Miksas you have to swear. But in the case where you could have been kofra kol, you could be meyiz, then we say you have a migu, we believe you. Because if you wanted a law, you should have said a better law. You could have said, I paid back everything to your father. Look, you're the only one that's telling us these things. So you could have said you paid back everything. Now that you only said you paid back 15, you still owe 15, we believe you. So therefore, the Mishnah can't come out of the Chachamim either, because according to Chachamim, even if there'll be Eidim, that Shimon's father lent you the money, still you would be believed, like we'll soon see. So the more now, we have Lezer ben Yaakov, Lestle Meshav Aveda, the more is the Kashuk, and Lezer ben Yaakov, don't you open the Sforah Meshav Aveda's potter for the Shvuah Maidim Mikzas, the way Rashi learned, the submission in Shvuah's like that, the way Tosis learns, the Kashur is, don't you hold from the side of a Migu, like we know Migu is Midiraisa. So according to you, Reb Lozer ben Yaakov, how could you say Reuven has to swear here? He should be believed with a migu. Rav, so Rav answers like this. You know what Reb Lozer ben Yaakov is talking about? We're not talking about that Reuven himself is saying everything. It's not a real Meshav Aveid, the real Peshos or Peshitta. Reb Lozer ben Yaakov is talking about when the Kotan, the son, the Yashin, his father, is talking and telling Reuven, you should know, I know, the way my father lent you $100. So there is a time here. The Gemara, we learned, ein nishpoyim atainis cheresh shaita v'kotin. If a cheresh or a shaita or a kotin asks yes to you for something, and even though you're a maid of a mixas, you don't have to swear. There's a postul of that in the Gemara in Shuas Dashins that you don't ein nishpoyim atainis cheresh shaita v'kotin. So how could you say here we're talking about a kotin is asking for the money? Why do you have to swear? So Gemara says, my kotin, you know what a kotin means here, gadol. Really, the son here, Shimon, is a gadol. He's 20 years old. What do we call Shimon a katan? In his father's matters, he's a katan. Like, he doesn't know 100% really about his father's matters. He's only coming to tell us he thinks he knows at least, that my father lent you $100. So he's asking Reuben now, pay back the $100. So Shimon says, I paid you back 50. In such a case, Reb Lozer ben Yaakov says you have to swear. Because the Gemara, if that's the case, that a gadol is asking for the money, so what's Reb Lozer saying? Yochi, tainis atzmoi. Like, why does Reb Lozer ben Yaakov call this? You're tining yourself. Mashma Reuven is saying everything himself. The chura tainis acherimi. It's called Shimon. The gadol is asking for the money. It's somebody else that's asking Reuven for the money. Not only he himself. And if the Gemara, what it means is, tainis acherim, true. Shimon is asking for the money. Somebody else is asking Reuven for the money. But Reuven is agreeing by himself that he owes $50. For the Gemara, then, kulu, every case is like that. Kulu tainasa, every case, every maidah that makes it that way. Tainas acherim, voidoyas atzmaninu. Every case of the maidah that makes it is that Reuven goes over to Shimon and tells Shimon, you owe me $100. And Shimon says back, no, I only owe you 50. And the Torah says, since you agree that you're half of my taina, you agree you owe 50, you have to swear now that you don't owe the other 50. So what's Reb Lozer ben Yaakov saying, a new chiddush here, taina satsmai, why is it called you yourself? So Gemara says, Elo, the case is here, hocha, but the rabbi kemiflagi. So it's like it's Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns, Elo, the Gemara's chayz now goes back to Kotan. We're talking about now that the father died, and Shimon, the young son, is here. And the young son now, the Kotan, that Yashin, the father, is being Tevea, telling Reuven, you owe my father $100. And Rashi speaks out, the Gemara just said a Kotan doesn't have a taina. So Rashi says that's only if the Kotan complains and says, I gave you money. That's no good. But here the Kotan is saying, my father, a Gadol, gave you money. So the Kotan comes with the taina of a Gadol, a Kotan has the right to be Mechayev Shvuah. That's the Machlokes over here. So Rashi learns, Elo, the Kotan, the young son, is here asking Reuven and saying, Reuven, I know my father lent you $100. Pay me up. Shimon says, yes, I borrowed, but I paid him back 50. I'm a Moed of a Mixas. So that's the Machlokes. Does Reuven have to swear or not? What does the Machlokes tell you? Tumara says, but the Rabba Kemiflagi, in the Svar of Rabba. The Yoma Rabba explains, Torah, what did the Torah say? Moed of a Mixas a tiny Yeshava. We know the Torah says, ki yuzeh, again, that if I say you owe me $100, and you agree that you owe me 50, so the Torah says, you have to swear to me now that you don't owe me the other 50. If you're a kofer hakol, you say, no, I don't owe you a penny, midiraisa, you don't have to pay anything, you don't have to swear, midiraisa. But once you agree to hear for the taina, then you have to swear. What's the reason why? So Rabbi says like this. Really, there's a chazaka in order to make his ponus nei bachoyzi. There's a chazaka, a person doesn't have the chutzpah, the audacity, like to lie in front of you. Like if I ask you for 100, you have this, it's a big chutzpah for you to lie and say, don't owe me anything. So really, a person can't lie. So you don't have a migu anymore of kaifra koil. Like really, the kashrim is, why is the moedim a mixas? Why do you have to swear? If I agree, I owe you $50. Really, we should have said I should be believed with a migu. If I wanted a lie, I should have said I don't owe you a penny. I should have said I don't owe you anything. Now that I agree, I owe you 50. Other rabbi, I should be believed 100%. So rabbi is saying, no, there's no migu. Because you couldn't lie. You don't have this migu to say if you want to lie, you could have said a better lie, I don't owe you anything. That's a tremendous chutzpah. It's a tremendous like audacity to say in front of the person, I don't owe you anything. A person wouldn't do that so fast. So it's a chazaka, ain't no demes, one of them, you're afraid to say, I don't owe you anything. Fahai, really, this person, really, the person maybe should have lied altogether. Fahai, the lechofer, why didn't he lie? Mishum, they know the mayor's punter, because he can't. It's too much of a chutzpah to say, if I say you owe me 100, you're afraid to say I don't owe you anything. That's too much of a chutzpah, a person wouldn't do it. If so, really, you're the cooler boy, delay. If so, really, if so, you should have agreed to everything then. And the core of the kasher is, once I say a person can't lie, so when a person says, I only owe you 50, again we should believe him. Like true, he doesn't have a migu that he could have been kaifra koil. Because it's too much chutzpah to say, I don't owe you anything. But now that I say, I only owe you 50, and I'm saying I don't owe you the other 50, I should be believed. Because it's a chutzpah to say, I don't owe you the 50 even. Tomorrow says, no. Really, the kula boy deloidele. Really, I should have agreed that I owe you the $100. Why don't I agree that I owe you the $100? Ki heichid l'shtametle. So, sir, I just want to push you off. I want to, like, dodge you. The silver, I think to myself, ad heavily zuzet opranile. Like, I don't want to really lie to you, but just right now I'm broke. I don't have enough money to pay you. All I can afford to pay back is $50 now. So the other 50, I'm saying I don't owe it to you, because I think, it's a chutzpah to lie, but I think, let me push you off a little bit. I'll eventually pay it back to you. Just right now, I don't have money, I'll push it off. So that's why a person says, $50 I owe you, and $50 not. So therefore, Rachmano, the Torah says now, Rami Shvuolei, we want you to swear then. Ki heichid delay delay bekulei. Because a person is afraid to swear false. It's a terrible avera to swear false. So the person has to swear, we know he won't swear false. We'll say he'll agree already that he really owes the $100. So that's why the Torah says, if you agree you owe 50, we want you to swear you don't owe the other 50. Because we're afraid really you owe the other money. You're only trying to dodge him. So now what's the svaris here? We have Lezer ben Yaakov Savar, Loishna Boy Veloishna Bevenoi. Doesn't make a difference as Reuben is saying you owe me the money. A Reuben is saying, you owe the money to my father, even though he's only the son here. Still, Reb Lezol, ain meis. A person doesn't have the chutzpah to lie in front of the son even. Therefore, if the son comes to Reuben and tells him, listen, Reuben, I know you owe my father $100, so Reuben doesn't have the chutzpah to lie. So when Reuben says, I owe you $50, we want him to swear now, he doesn't owe the other $50. There's no migu that he could have been kaifra koil, because even in front of the son, also there's a svara. You don't have the chutzpah to lie. For Rabbanan, Sarva, the Rabbanan say no. But Yehudi ain't amazed. If Reuben complains for himself and tells Shimon, listen, Shimon, I know I gave you the $100, pay me back. Then we say Shimon can't lie in the eyes of Reuben. So when Shimon says I owe you 50, there's no migu that it could have been kaifra koil. There's too much chutzpah to lie. So that's why you have to swear. Avu bibnoi. The Rabbanan say, though, if it's not Reuven asking for the money, it's only Reuven's son that's here, and the son is saying, I know the way my father lent you $100, pay me back, Meis. The Rabbanan say, Shimon's not afraid to lie in front of the son. So therefore, Midaloheya, since he didn't be kaifra koil, he didn't lie completely, Meshavavaydavoy, his taka has a migu. In other words, when I say I owe you $50, you have to believe me. Because the svar is, if I wanted a lie, I could have said a better lie. I should have said, I don't owe you a penny. Because you're not the person I borrowed the money from. I borrowed the money from your father. And in front of the son, it doesn't bother me to lie. So therefore, since it doesn't bother me to lie in front of the son, I have the migu. So that's for machlokes. Rabbanan said, you do have the migu, you parted from a shvur. Allah Zamanaka says, no, you chayev a shvur. But our Mishnah was talking about that there's no beno, nobody's asking. Just you yourself are saying everything. So then, shita, you have a migu, that avad, you would be neman. Therefore, the Mishnah can't set its case of Moedu Niksaf, because if there'll be Eidim, you'll still be Potter, there'll be a Peshit or a Peshit. All right, we'll stop here.